Hello, caller, you on the air?
Hey, what's up, it's Coach Davis.
Hey, Coach, what's up, man? Hold on 1 second.
All right, man.
How's it going, Coach?
Good, how you doing, man?
Not bad. We just here. Let's talk about modified football.
Yeah, we, about 2 weeks ago, we got the final approval for the modified football program. So things are looking good right now. The search is on right now. We're looking for a couple of coaches.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find some guys that are interested in that. And we ordered the equipment, so things are moving forward. It's looking real good.
Can you tell the listeners why modified football is important?
Well, what happened here is basically we lost the Pop Warner program, and there is no other youth football feeder program in the area.
Mm-hmm.
There was 12 or 14 kids headed to Chatham that were playing in the Northern Columbia Pop Warner, but a lot of the other kids just didn't have the opportunity because the drive's too far. So,
right.
And a football feeder program is crucial. You know, a kid can't come out as a freshman in high school and learn the basics of football. You know, it takes us 2 weeks just to teach them to put the equipment on. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? So it's important to have it, and you know, the district recognized that, the superintendent and the athletic director were real good. They were instrumental in getting this for us. So we're excited. And we did a sign-up at the school, and okay. I think as of last week, I have like 52 kids signed up.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much of a say-so are you going to have in this, because I'm a firm believer, and I'm sure Slay is also, that your varsity coach, everything before that, the job is to get that player ready for varsity. You know, so you need to learn the basics. You need to learn this and that. How much of a say-so will you have in the modified to make sure that these guys are doing exactly what you need done so that when they do get to varsity, it's ready, go?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can, you know, continue what we're doing now and run the entire thing as a program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we the JV coaches and the varsity coaches, we all work together now. So I'm hoping to do exactly the same thing with the modified. That's why we're trying to find two guys that are going to be the right fit. They're going to buy into the program, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping that we can continue the way we're doing it, teach, you know, things we've been teaching it for the last couple of years.
We're gonna have Rashad on probably this week, well, next week or the week after. And I know him and Leroy has a football training thing coming up. Is that something that you'd be interested in if your kids are available to take part in? I mean, these are two guys that, you know, I obviously know football.
Yeah, we're involved. We're the sponsor, the Hudson Football Club.
Okay.
It's like our football booster club, so we're the sponsor of it.
Okay.
So myself and my coaches are going to work with Rashad and Leroy real closely to get that thing going. And we'll probably be there assisting with that stuff. So, yeah, it's July 23rd and 24th.
Yeah.
So, Coach, what type of teams are we looking up to go against? Because I'm thinking, what other schools have modified football programs?
You know, Slay, the funny thing is everybody has modified football except
really?
For Hudson.
Wow.
Chatham has a modified team. Taconic Hills has a modified team. Ichabod Crane has a modified. Everybody has a modified team. So we'll be playing. You know, they don't kind of follow the same schedule. They basically take the teams in the section that have the modified team, whether they be Class A, Class B, Class C, and they kind of just mix them up and put a schedule together. There's a real strict set of rules. It's really a learning thing.
Yep.
You know, there's only certain offenses you can do, certain defenses you can do. There's no spread stuff, so they don't allow you. Coaches are on the field, so it's very instructional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll be playing the likes of everybody we play now. You know, Ravina, Chalmont, everybody pretty much has them. We're the only one without one.
That's exciting because now that means the rivalries will start early.
Yeah.
The kids are going to get to know each other, and they're going to get to see, you know, the talents, and that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, all these good programs that the kids have been playing together for years, you know. It's like it used to be years ago here in Hudson with the Pop Warner program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The kids started winning Pop Warner Super Bowl and ended up doing well in high school, you know.
Yeah.
So, Coach, talk about the construction that's going on at the high school. They look like they're moving along pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I see that the lights are – you see what I see. I haven't really been in there. The lights are up. I see the track. It looks like the blacktop is going down, and from what I'm told that – once the blacktop goes down, then they start to work on the field, and then the turf goes in, and then the rubber track goes down. So, you know,
So it's
going
to be.
It's progressing well.
It's going to be a turf field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's sweet, man.
Yeah, it's really going to be a nice place. I think it's an 8-lane track.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, so they really are. It's going to be beautiful when it's done, and I'm hoping to have it done week one. If not, it'll be week three. Will be our first home game against Cobleskill. So depending upon when it's done and how it works.
Oh, okay. Anything else going on with the varsity guys? You guys starting training yet, or how long do you got before?
Yeah, you know, we've been in the weight room all winter, doing skills, doing stuff like that. Now that school's out, we'll probably pick it up a little bit in the evening with some captain's practices, and then the last week of July, first week of August, the kids head to the Venus for the week for the camp.
Oh, okay.
And then 2 weeks after that, we start preseason. So.
Yes, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, anything?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Any last things you got to say before you head out?
No, you know, again, we appreciate the support that's out there. We appreciate what you guys do. And, you know, if you come across anybody, hear of anybody who's interested in coaching, mm-hmm. send them my way, by all means.
Yeah, we definitely will.
All right.
You know, volunteer, even if it's not a paid position, we're always looking for volunteers, young guys who want to be guys, you know, guys involved in the program. So.
That's awesome. All right, Coach, take care. Thanks for calling in.
Good. Yep. Talking to you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again. Yep. All right.
All right.